Alright everyone, welcome back to ADHD Focus. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild world with ADHD. We're talking about something super crucial today, creating a positive self-talk practice. Ever catch yourself in a spiral of negative thoughts? I can't do this, why am I always messing things up? Sound familiar? You know that feeling, right? It's like a nasty inner critic just loves to rain on your parade. Well, guess what? We have the power to change that narrative. Think of self-talk as the voice in your head, constantly chattering away. This voice can be either your biggest cheerleader or your most ruthless critic. And let's be real, with ADHD, those negative voices can get pretty loud sometimes. But here's the game changer. We can learn to rewire that voice, replace those nasty thoughts with something more empowering and positive. So, how do we do this? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build a rock-solid positive self-talk practice. First up, awareness is key. Pay attention to those negative thought patterns. When you catch yourself saying, "I'm such a mess," or "I'm never going to get this right," stop and acknowledge it. It's like hitting the pause button on that inner critic. Next, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, "Is there evidence to support this? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way?" You might be surprised by how ridiculous some of these thoughts sound when you look at them objectively. Now, for the fun part, reframe those negative thoughts. Turn that, "I can't do this," into, "This is challenging, but I'm willing to give it my best shot." Instead of dwelling on mistakes, focus on what you learned from them. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of the learning process. Fourth, practice gratitude. Seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It shifts your focus away from negativity and towards positivity. Finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that you are capable of amazing things. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who has always struggled with procrastination. She constantly beats herself up for not getting things done on time. One day, she decides to try out this positive self-talk thing. Instead of saying, "I'm so lazy," she starts telling herself, "I'm going to take it one step at a time." She breaks down her tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks and celebrates each accomplishment. Slowly but surely, Sarah's procrastination habits start to fade away, replaced by a sense of self-belief and accomplishment. Now, let's wrap things up. Remember, creating a positive self-talk practice takes time and effort, but it's so worth it. By becoming aware of your thoughts, challenging negativity, reframing those baddies into good ones, practicing gratitude, and being kind to yourself, you can create a more supportive inner voice that empowers you to reach your full potential. So go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of positive self-talk magic. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.